Chapter 30, Yoga. Please review Chapter 22 on Yoga in Healing Power Revised, pages 329 through 343. Here you will study four pathways to God: love, service, wisdom, and stillness. Following is a review of these principles and some additional points and techniques. Many think that yoga is practicing a variety of physical positions on mats. No, this is hatha yoga, a small part of something much bigger. Yoga is a scientific body of principles, steps, tools, and instructions for God realization and liberation from suffering. Review the 10 steps on pages 45 to 93 in Healing Power Revised. Inherent in these steps are the key principles of yoga. Following is a summary of these principles. After that, we will review how to implement these principles in our daily lives by practicing pranayama. Exercise number 1, the 10 steps. Step 1. We have an absolute need for unlimited peace, love, joy, and safety. This is called the core drive. The core drive is the motivating force behind all of our actions. It does not shut off. It can't. It is built into the genetic code. We have to have it. We want unlimited healing qualities and higher states of consciousness. Steps 2 and 3 are called duality and brutal reality and the compromise. To sum up these steps, we try to achieve the core drive exclusively on the horizontal axis of people, activities, events, and things, but this is impossible. On the physical plane, suffering is inevitable, time is limited, and death wins in the end. Steps 4 and 5 are called bad habits and tools become barriers. To sum up these steps, when we persist in our efforts to achieve the core drive on the physical plane, our motor overheats. We get stuck in the mud. We become unnecessarily reactive. The restless mind, highly reactive emotions, excessive material desires, attachments, and bad habits, hyperactivity, physical pain, and the ego present an imposing array of problems. Step 6 is called the seeker. We see the need to get help. We become seekers. Step 7 is called soul and spirit. Step 8, school. Step 9, spiritual practice. And step 10 is spiritual experience. To summarize steps 7 through 10, we discover the teachings of the saints and masters of the great faith traditions. They diagnose our problem. We are trying to achieve the core drive outside. They give us the good news. It can be realized inside. In fact, they tell us, it is already there, waiting patiently for our discovery as the true self. They call it the Buddha, image of God, child of God, the soul, love, or higher self. It doesn't matter what you call it. Just practice love and watch everything improve. In summary, steps 1 through 5 describe our pain, and steps 6 through 10 focus on healing that pain with love. Here is the key to understanding steps 1 through 10. Love is the great healer. It is more powerful than any painful problem. We know how to make it grow, and as it grows, our pain is contained, reduced, or eliminated. Enter yoga, the science that reveals a great hidden truth. Our bodies come equipped with a secret factory that manufactures a very special product, love. The factory knows how to produce love and associated qualities such as peace, joy, power, wisdom, and more. Here is how yoga works. The definition of yoga is union of the soul with spirit through love, service, wisdom, and stillness. In the first stage of yoga, we make contact with the soul. This is the true self, a composite of healing qualities adding up to love. When we make contact with the soul, we experience expansion of love qualities. We feel better, become better people, and experience higher states of consciousness. In the second stage of yoga, the soul merges with spirit. There is complete liberation from limitation and suffering, and we experience the unlimited love of spirit. In effect, when we practice yoga, we take our little soul love and merge it with the big love of spirit. Yoga deals with energy or prana. It defines and locates the anatomy and physiology of the energy that corresponds to these principles. Let's take a look at the workings of this inner factory. Exercise number 2, the inner factory, prana, pranayama, and the chakras. Prana is energy or life force. There are 7 centers of concentrated prana in the spine and brain called chakras. Pranayama is control of prana by reversing the outward flow of energy from the world, directing it to the higher chakras in the spine and brain. Energy goes from down and out to in and up. Following is a review of how pranayama relates to the 10 steps. Steps 1 through 5, energy goes down and out. In ordinary consciousness, energy travels down the spinal cord and out to the world through the lower 3 chakras. This corresponds to steps 1 through 5 described above. We are creatures of habit in thought, feeling, and action. Every thought, feeling, and act has a corresponding flow of energy and consciousness. When our thoughts, feelings, and actions are focused on the outer world, our energy and consciousness flow outward and get attached and habituated to the objects of that world, people, activities, events, and things. This results in material or ordinary consciousness. We do get some satisfaction, but it is mixed in with the limitations and suffering inherent in material consciousness. We get a piece of the love we are looking for, but it is mixed in with some undesirables, attachment, addiction, and reactivity. Steps 6 through 10, energy goes in and up. When we practice pranayama, energy flow is reversed from down and out to in and up to the higher chakras in the spinal cord and brain. This results in expansion of the little love we can get from the world of people, activities, events, and things to the big love we get in superconscious states. This corresponds to steps 6 through 10 described above. Yoga reverses the flow of energy and consciousness from down and out to in and up the spinal cord and brain, where the soul is connected to spirit. Here we experience big love, the super consciousness we crave. Now, it's time to take a look at the 4 key yoga practices. 1, bhakti yoga or love. 2, karma yoga or service. 3, jnana yoga or wisdom. 4, raja yoga or stillness. When we practice love, service, wisdom, and stillness, we bring energy and consciousness from the world and body to the higher centers in the spinal cord and brain, where it is subjected to a purification process. Karma or debris is burned off. Our consciousness is refined to an ever increasingly higher grade of peace, love, joy, power, and wisdom that we can then give back to the world as ever more useful service. Through the patient daily practice of yoga, we slowly and gradually change our long-term thought, feeling, and action and corresponding energy patterns from down and out to in and up. We shift the locus of control from the outer world of people, activities, events, and things to the inner world of soul connected to spirit. We learn how to eliminate debris and cultivate a higher grade of peace, love, joy, power, and wisdom in the inner factory of the higher centers in the spinal cord and brain. This is yoga, a way of dealing with painful problems through energy control, or pranayama. Exercise number 3. Pranayama reduces attachment, addiction, and reactivity. The horizontal axis of people, objects, events, and things is not the cause of our misery. It is our attachment to these that gets us into trouble. When attached, we react. When we react, we are miserable. When prana is down and out in the world, we get attached, addicted, and reactive. When prana is in and up, we have the qualities in greater measure. We react less. We go through the same experience with less bounce. At mastery, we are even-minded under all conditions. Everything gets better when the energy is in and up the spinal cord. Our problems may still be there, but we are not reacting as much or at all. This is the whole story of yoga, a story about ever-increasingly skillful pain management. But yoga is not easy. Pranayama is work. We can't just turn the boat around because it is a good idea. Our attachment and addiction to the outer world is very strong. Our reactive mind and emotions are powerful habits locked into well-worn brain grooves. Reversing the flow of prana from down and out to in and up takes time and effort. The results are subtle, slow, and cumulative, and sometimes it hurts. Sometimes we have to have more pain to have less pain. When we move energy from outer world attachments and habits to higher centers in the cord and brain, we will experience discomfort akin to withdrawal from any habit. We crave a return to our familiar comfort zone. The world as we know it calls, "What have you done for me lately?" If we answer that call too quickly, we lose our chance to burn off the impurities that keep us from experiencing higher states of consciousness. It is only in the higher chakras in the spinal cord and brain that we can burn off dross and create the more refined and distilled product of the secret inner factory, ever more pure and perfect love. This is the goal of yoga. Exercise number 4, pranayama football. There are two teams in the pranayama football game, Maya and the Room of Stillness. Maya is the world calling you to familiar habits that keep you from doing vertical axis work. Imagine you are in meditation and experiencing a good result. You're in the room of stillness, absorbing the higher vibrations of peace, joy, love, power, and wisdom available only there. You enjoy the experience, you know you are doing good, and you resolve to stay in meditation and go deeper. Now comes an impulse or an idea consistent with one of your well-traveled brain grooves, usually in the form of a person or activity on the horizontal axis. Find a friend, watch television, check your email, go for a walk, shop, eat something, and so forth. This is Maya calling you to familiar habits which keep you from doing this work. There is some fire here, some heat in the pranayama football game between the room of stillness and Maya. Here are a few of the battles. Maya versus stillness. Horizontal axis versus the vertical axis. The outer world and the inner world. Energy going down and out, or energy going in and up. The lower three chakras and the upper four chakras. Ordinary consciousness and super consciousness. Little peace, joy, love, power, and wisdom, and big peace, joy, love, power, and wisdom. The ego fights with the soul connected to spirit. Action and stillness. The locus of control outside versus the locus of control inside. Suffering and transcendence. Fear and love. Terror at the abyss and omniscient love. In the tug of war between Maya and the room of stillness, stay in the room of stillness as long as you can, even when you are uncomfortable, especially when you're uncomfortable, because it is in this heat, this friction, that the magic happens, where dross is burned off, and where consciousness is refined. Sit with this heat. This is the key to yoga. Watch this pranayama football game. It's a good game. You win some, you lose some, but persevere, and you will win more than you lose. Eventually, your energy locks into the upper four chakras. Stillness takes over. You expand. You feel the unfathomable peace, pure unconditional love, and ecstatic joy of the soul connected to spirit. You score a touchdown. Exercise number 5, the four pathways of yoga. Love, service, wisdom, and stillness are the pathways to God. When a yogi is in alignment, these four conditions are met. Wisdom, love, action, and stillness. Our mind is locked in affirmations of wisdom. Our heart is immersed in love. We serve all of humanity without attachment to outcome. And our consciousness is centered and still. Place all of your attention on love, service, wisdom, and stillness. When you find yourself out of alignment, when you're reacting in an unfavorable way, bring your car to the shop. The supreme mechanic will realign your love, service, wisdom, and stillness wheels. He or she will tell you, upgrade your program on the fourfold path of yoga. Everything will eventually fall back into place. Exercise number 6, the ultimate mind-body technique. Pranayama. Pranayama is a pain management technique for any kind of pain, physical, mental, emotional, interpersonal, or spiritual. Here's how this works. Pranayama helps us move our energy and consciousness and the mind from our identification and attachment to the world, body, and drama to the soul connected to spirit. The result is a shift from unnecessary reactivity to an ever-increasingly powerful base of peace, strength, courage, compassion, and associated healing qualities within. As the healing qualities expand, we react less. We may not be able to get rid of the inevitable suffering of life, but reducing and eliminating reactivity is a major stride forward to skillful pain management. Moving energy from down and out to in and up is a new way of looking at problem solving. Pranayama is a part of the solution to every problem. To become a more skillful pain manager, add pranayama to your toolkit. Exercise number 7, yoga practice in the moment, neutralizing the waves. A yogi is even-minded under all conditions. We can't do this because of our reactivity, but this is the work of yoga. Our energy is wavy. Yoga neutralizes the waves. Watch your reactions. Are you prone to argument, debate, or defensiveness when stressed or provoked? Is your mind restless, hyperactive, and have a life of its own? Do you suffer from excessive fear, worry, insecurity, and doubt? Are your emotions out of control? Are you habituated and addicted to the people, objects, places, things, and events of the world? Are you a hyperactivity junkie, constantly running on the horizontal axis with no time built into your program for contemplation and meditation? Yoga neutralizes these waves. It helps us turn it down a notch so that we can enter a difficult situation with even-mindedness. When we practice love, service, wisdom, and stillness, we react less. At mastery, we can remain even-minded under all conditions. When you realize you're reacting poorly and want to shift gears, stop, breathe, get in the present moment, and affirm love, service, wisdom, and stillness. Exercise number 8, roll the wheel. Review the house on page 315. The first floor of the house is compelling. It captures all of our attention, sucking our entire consciousness into its vortex. When we practice yoga, we face everything on the first floor and rise above it to the second floor soul qualities and third floor spirit. This is done by rolling the wheel or practicing PMQ. P is our pain and problem, whatever is there. M and Q are the means towards transcendence. This is a very simple formula, but difficult to do. It requires patient daily practice, moment to moment, for the duration. Every day, we use the circumstances of our life as the springboard for the work. We don't change anything, we just go about our business and roll the wheel. That's it. But if you do this work, you will become a more skillful pain manager. You will expand healing power, and you will evolve. You'll feel better, become a better person, and experience higher states of consciousness. PMQ is the essential healing principle, or the E equals MC squared, of all psychosocial, spiritual, and religious healing systems. Exercise number 9, omniscient love versus terror at the abyss. The ego has no root or connection. It remains separated, isolated, an island unto itself. It fears even a little change, sensing it might unravel to the abyss, break into 1,000 pieces, or be annihilated. The soul connected to spirit is locked in omniscient love, safe, secure, and immortal. The ultimate battle is between omniscient love and terror at the abyss. PMQ is the means of conducting this battle. If we keep practicing M and Q, we slowly move from the world to spirit, from Maya to God, and from fear to safety. You might want to consult chapter 51, page 354 in this workbook for more on this topic. Exercise number 10, mental yoga technique. Yoga is merging the soul with spirit through love, service, wisdom, and stillness. mental yoga is keeping our needle of attention on these four disciplines. We can practice mental yoga every day, every moment, at all times, in all situations. Practice the following steps in the morning when you get up, and any time during the day when you have a moment between tasks. We have to focus on our tasks, but we can practice this technique so we will not be totally immersed in the world. Step 1. Gently focus your attention at the spiritual eye, the point just above and between the eyebrows. This pulls energy inward and upward. 2. Open up your heart. 3. Visualize a saint, a master, light, or any manifestation of spirit that arouses your devotion, and ask for help. 4. Affirm love, service, wisdom, and stillness. Points to remember. We want big love and try to find it on the horizontal axis of people, activities, events, and things, but this is impossible. We can get a little of the love we crave from the outer world, but big love can only be found inside. Yoga provides the scientific method for getting inside. The method is pranayama, or energy control. Pranayama is not just an idea. It is a practice involving the movement of energy. It changes our pattern of thought, emotion, action, and corresponding flow of the life force. Pranayama is work. It requires discipline. It takes time. When you practice yoga, results are slow and cumulative. Results occur while you think that nothing is happening. Unconditional love is part of the solution to every problem, but this is not easy. Energy does not necessarily flow in that direction. Rather, it contracts, gets tied up in knots, and gets stuck in dark places. Pranayama helps reverse this trend and reverse the flow of energy to its natural, free-flowing, expansive state. Attention and concentration are integral to the practice of yoga. We are inundated by sensory input. Our attention is distracted by TV, the internet, computers, smartphones, and so forth. Success in all fields comes from concentration, which usually stems from deep interest. It's amazing what you can accomplish if you concentrate fully and avoid distraction. Yoga shows us how to develop our attention and concentration muscles. The ego is about self-importance, attachment, and consequent emotional reactivity. It keeps us attached to our story and makes everything bigger. The hook is likes and dislikes, or attraction and repulsion. We want the good and try to avoid the bad and ugly. Both sides keep us in the drama. The physiology and anatomy of this is energy going down and out into the world where it attaches to things and outcomes. Yoga reverses this trend by moving energy in and up the spine towards the one unified love. Love, service, wisdom, and stillness create heat, a karma-burning furnace of sorts. Love burns karma, mine, yours, and ours. Or, if you prefer, healing qualities are more powerful than any painful problem. In the largest sense, we are addicted to the world. Yoga pranayama moves energy from our worldly attachments to the higher centers in the spinal cord and brain, where we find the hidden treasure and the secret of all creation. God has hidden himself as the peace, love, and joy we crave in the body temple itself. Moving energy in and up the spine to the brain and spiritual eye is more holy than any place of pilgrimage. The body is the ultimate place of pilgrimage. The spine is the holiest site. We worship or have respect for saints, masters, stories, and deities, but we don't give the same respect to our body temple, our thumb, nose, or heart. But the human body is the ultimate place of pilgrimage, and the spinal axis, the holiest site in the body. The highest chakras in the spine and brain correspond to the highest states of consciousness. I don't care about position or projects. I just want to be in your heart. I respond with love, no matter what the world or body does. This is Bhakti Yoga. My mind, my love, and my activity are at your service. This is Karma Yoga. I lock my mind in the wisdom of the ages. This is Jnana Yoga. In stillness, my love expands until love is all there is. This is Raj Yoga. We need training in the workings of the secret inner factory where the soul connects to spirit, where little love transforms to big love. The big love we are looking for is actually in the upper four chakras of the spine and brain. The game is love and infinity. I am little love, seeking big love in a romance with the infinite. This entire workbook is yoga in one format or another.